Jonathan Murphy leads off the bottom of the first inning for the Colonels against left-hander Joe Bercher. Bercher this season, 3 wins and 3 losses and an ERA of 4.15. Jonathan Murphy, right-handed hitting center fielder, and the pitch, a strike, nothing and one to Murphy. Murphy, Goodrum, and Polanco here in the bottom half of the first inning. Bercher's 0-1 inside, and the count evens at 1-1. Colonels look to improve on last night's offensive performance that resulted in 1 run on 4 hits. Fastball's outside, 2 balls and a strike. Our home plate umpire tonight is Nick Garvey. Blake Mickelson on the bases. 2-1, fouled back to the net, evening the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy at the plate, now the 2-2. Swing and a foul back. Murphy last night went 0 for 2, but he did draw 2 walks in the ball game. Now the 2-2 from Bercher is swung on and popped down the right side. Foul ground. This into the second row of the Plaza bleacher seats down the right field line. Same starting 9 for the Colonels. A little bit different order in the middle of the order, 4, 5, and 6 than we had a night ago. Bercher kicks and deals the 2-2, and it's fouled back. That one back towards the sweet level. Good at bat here for Jonathan Murphy to lead off the ball game. Now Bercher's 2-2 again is skied foul again down the right side. Murphy joined the Colonels around midseason. Now the 2-2 from Bercher is taken outside, and that fills the count to 3-2. The payoff pitch from Bercher is swung on, drilled down the left field line by Murphy, and gone! A leadoff home run for Jonathan Murphy, and the Colonels take a 1-0 lead, 1 batter into the bottom of the first. Murphy caps off a tremendous at-bat, drilling one to left field, and the Colonels lead 1-0, bottom of inning number one.
Number 21, Nico Cabrera.
It's Murphy's 3rd shot of the year, a solo blast to straightaway left field. And it brings up Nico Goodrum, the shortstop. He takes a strike, nothing and one. Goodrum, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Bercher deals the 0-1, breaking pitch, low and inside, 1-1. A leadoff home run for Jonathan Murphy in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1, chopped towards short. Perea the backhand. Throws to first, gets Goodrum. 1 away here in the bottom of the first inning.
Second baseman, number 5, Jorge Polanco.
Brings up Jorge Polanco. Polanco, the second baseman, was the only Colonel last night to have a multi-hit game. Polanco collected 2 hits and 4 at-bats. Bercher fires to Polanco, swings the breaking ball, and fouls it right at the plate. 0-1. Murphy, a leadoff home run. He homered on Monday in the regular season finale. Pitch bounced to third and a nice backhand by Ruiz. Goes to first and gets Polanco. And there are 2 away after the Murphy home run. That was a real good backhand snag by the third baseman, Rio Ruiz.
Number 33, Mike Gonzalez.
Now Mike Gonzalez. A 10-pitch at-bat for Jonathan Murphy. Drilled a solo home run. Pitch to Mike Gonzalez, a fastball on the inside corner of the plate. In there, 0-1. Now the 0-1 from Bercher, swing and a miss. Gonzalez last night collected the lone RBI on the night for the Colonels with his RBI double that plated Adam Brett Walker in the second inning. Nothing in two, Bercher's pitch. Low and inside, one ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swing and a foul right at the plate. The defense for the Bandits, Vasquez, Hernandez, and Scott left to right. Ruiz at third, Correa at the shortstop, Kemp at second, Borchering at first. Roberto Pena does the catching for Joe Bercher. Now the 1-2. Swung on, line to second, caught by Tony Kemp. Had to jump up in the air, he made the grab, and that ends the bottom of the first inning. One run on a solo blast by Jonathan Murphy, and the Colonels lead Quad Cities 1-0 after one here on KMRY.